Girl Tamika,
it's your boy E-Rock Neil.
Listen, we keep it real,
we keep it raw,
we keep it uncut
all day.
We are
Marriage Takeover.
We help couples win in their marriage by identifying their triggers and breaking generational cycles.
Boom.
So listen, we want to welcome you to another episode. Glory.
Welcome into this place.
So I thought I was going to be able to, each time, y'all, I think I'll be able to get right on through. So we want to welcome you to another Marriage Takeover podcast show. We are so excited to have you all here with us on today.
We are going
to get started with prayer.
Let us pray.
Just because that's how we open up, right? We want to make sure that we are serving you in the capacity that God has led us to be able to serve you all. So we're going to open up with prayer, and we have a phenomenal guest with us today. If you are dealing with mindset issues, if you have some money blocks, if
some
you
setbacks.
Have some different things that are going on inside of your thought process or your psyche around why you can't achieve the level of success that you want to achieve.
Some negative accounts.
When it comes to, you know, your money, when it comes to your life, when it comes to your own mindset,
yeah,
we have got the special guest for
you
today.
Oh, my goodness.
So buckle up, buttercup.
Buckle up. Buckle up.
And stay tuned. Imagine the sensation of soft sand between your toes, the gentle caress of tropical breezes, and the rhythmic sounds of waves meeting the shore. Picture you and your spouse, hand in hand, leaving behind those mundane daily routines, stepping out on a vacation that is well-deserved into a world filled with love, romance, and tropical excitement. Sounds like a dream, right? Well, get ready, because it's about to come true. Join us for the Marriage Takeover Tropical Shift Retreat in Aruba. Listen, you don't want to miss this. So we have a phenomenal guest ready for you on today.
Yes, we do.
So God, we thank you, Lord. We love you.
Hallelujah.
We honor you. And we just thank you, Lord, for this space. We thank you for this
time.
We thank you for all that you're doing in us and through us. We thank you, Lord, for just the ability to be able to serve.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, for every couple. We thank you, God, for every individual that will be listening, that from the sound of, you know, they will be listening, whether they will be listening. God, we thank you for their ability to heal, to learn, to grow, to move, and all that you would have for them to be. And God, we thank you. We love you. We just ask that you would show up in the midst of this podcast and that you would be glorified in everything that we say, everything that we do, Lord, that somebody walks away encouraged, that somebody walks away healed, that somebody walks away free on today in the name of Jesus. And
Hallelujah.
You be magnified.
Be magnified.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
Come on, Jesus. Yes.
Listen.
I tell you, and this is going to be so awesome. So I'm going to tell you now, just remove all scales, all helmets, everything, because we about to go to your mind.
So we have money mindset coach.
Money mindset. Who got that bread? The Benjamins. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I do not need an amen. We have a money mindset coach who is NLP practitioner,
yes.
Hypnosis practitioner, EFT practitioner. She's an author and transformational speaker. She guides female entrepreneurs to clear their money blocks, truly heal their generational wealth curses so that they can attract their first $10,000 a month.
Bring me the money.
Massive success in their business they deserve. So ladies and gentlemen, I need for you all to welcome Coach Jackie Vasquez.
Coach Jackie in the building.
First of all, why are y'all so funny? I'm over here cracking up. Oh my gosh.
All day. Oh, welcome, Coach Jackie, to the Marriage Takeover podcast show. We are so excited to have you here.
Welcome, my sister.
Tell our audience a little bit about yourself. I know that was a quick, brief bio.
Come on, break it down for
us. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you help people just unblock their money mindset.
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm elated to be here with the phenomenal, the great Marriage Takeover. You guys are doing God's work. That's all now. I know. You're doing
Let the church say amen.
Amen. And so I am a money mindset coach, like they said in my bio, but it's so much more than that. It's so much more than that. I am certified as a neuro-linguistic practitioner. I'm certified as an emotional freedom technique practitioner, a hypnosis practitioner. And really what all that means is I know how to talk to the brain, talk to the mind, and get you to operate differently.
Wow.
You know, I got my major in psychology, and so I'm obsessed with human behavior. I'm literally obsessed with human behavior. But it's more than that. I really want to help people take their control back. Mm. A lot of people are just letting life happen to them. And we have to realize life is happening for you.
Come on.
Yes.
You know, they said you were created in his image. Mm. And so God is the creator making you what? If you're created in his image, a creator. So you can create your reality. You can create what you want to see. And at the end of the day, it has everything to do with your mindset.
Come on now.
I love it. So, love it. So how did you, I know you said that you majored in psychology, right? How did you kind of move into this space? What was it that, I don't know, what was it that like gave you the awe or the passion to say, I love studying human behavior?
Yeah. So, you know, I was a government employee for 15 plus years. And as a government employee, a lot of the stuff that I did had everything to do with people, their suffering and what they're going through. And at the end of the day, when I noticed that we are all really suffering and that we really are projecting these attitudes, these behaviors into our lives, I wanted to study more about it. I wanted to know more about it. And so as I was working in the government, I really was like, once the pandemic hit, it was like, I don't want to do this no more. What is it that I really like to do? You know, how can I really help people be successful? And so because at the time it was helping people get benefits, but I wanted to help people be successful.
Wow.
And so that's when I started on the search to how do we change behaviors? What do we do? What are some techniques we can use and things that we can do to change our behaviors so we can change our lives?
Wow. Wow.
Okay. So no, that's great. Now, when it comes to just a mindset around, I know when you mentioned that, you know, we're all kind of struggling in a space and you wanted to be able to kind of help people through that. What do you find are the most challenging
and common?
Common threads that most people are struggling around their mindset?
Ooh.
Absolutely. That's why I like to talk about money. Money. Money is like the biggest thing that people struggle with. And really, when it comes to money, it has everything to do with the self-love piece that we're struggling with. And so if I were to say what people mainly struggle with, self-love, right? How you love yourself, how you feel that you're worthy and deserving of anything in life, whether it be love, happiness, joy, the job that pays you good, the business that's on fire, right? There's a sense of worthiness within us that we don't feel worthy or deserving to receive.
That's good.
That is good. Because it's so funny because, honestly, because we have a couple right now to where they're engaged. But the one thing I keep hearing them say, like, yo, this is like too good to be true. It's like, so it's like, what have life served you at a point to where now something's good has come along? Now it's too good to be true. So when you deal with couples or deal with the individual that's like struggling in that area now, and that, because I know, you know, everybody's like, you know, I feel you because, you know, we had our own money mind blocks, blocks.
Yeah, when I tell the struggle in our marriage was,
it was
how to communicate with each other and our money
and
mindset.
Our bread was
Oh, my goodness.
But, and it was like, well, man, because then we noticed that once we kind of broke through that, it was like, yo, nah, this is too good to be true. Because now we begin to recognize the stuff that we begin to deal with the past that, okay, this cycle and all of this stuff. So how are you able to help that individual to literally transform their mindset, that way of thinking, to being and walking in the successfulness of what the creator has created them to walk in.
Ooh, and I love the fact you said the creator. Yes. So first and foremost, let's have a reality moment here. Your thoughts. Well, how about this? A belief is only a practiced thought.
That's all right. It is. Come
so
on.
You
now.
Only believe it because you practiced it. You believe this thought because you practiced it for so long. And so it's too good to be true because you've had so many bad situations before. Is that ultimately true?
Come on.
Like, let's have an honesty moment. If God is going to send you your perfect person, the person that is meant for you, the person that, because there's no such thing as perfect, but that person that aligns with who you are, how you go, how you are, that person that makes you feel like home, is that too good to be true? Mm. Or is that what God destined for you?
Mm.
It's up to you the way you want to look at it. Because the truth of the matter is, it's what's destined.
Mm.
You created this. Anything that's happening inside of you is revealed outside of you. You created this. That's why, like I said at the beginning, God created you in his image. Therefore, God, the creator,
mm-hmm.
you are the creator. You're creating your reality. You create the relationships around you. You create the love around you based upon who you are inside.
Wow.
And so that person is just a direct reflection of who you are. Therefore, it's not too good to be true. It's you.
Wow. Wow. Boom, 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 boom. Dropping. Did y'all feel that? I felt a heavy load just hit me and boom. Honey. Ooh, that's why I look good, because she look good. Praise the Lord.
No,
yes.
That's
exactly.
Good.
Yeah.
Come on now. Hey, that, well, come on here now. Let us.
That's
watch out.
Good. And so when it comes to, because we find that when we are, right, coaching with couples, right, we are serving and we're coaching with couples. And a lot of times when they come to us, many of the times they are on the brink of divorce. Right. That is where they find us. They're saying, we need help in our marriage. You want to save our marriage. And we find that going throughout this journey with them, that they have lost somewhere along the way, or they've never had an opportunity to truly love themselves. And so what they've done oftentimes is they've attracted their spouse from their womb.
Mm.
They've attracted their spouse from their hurt, their pain, their insecurities, their gaps. And so now that they're at that point to where they're like, I don't want this anymore. I don't like this anymore. Or that they're starting a journey of self-love. They find that, wait a minute, things aren't aligning like they should be aligning. So in that space, how could we, and just from this podcast today, serve a wife, serve a husband, if they really don't know how to love themselves or even where to start that journey to love themselves?
Ooh, mama.
I am like upset. Right.
That hey, was Coach Jackie, you getting these questions. You're going to get these questions. Jesus.
Because it's real. The reality
is real.
It
is real. And I literally personally went through it. And so if I were to say what someone would do, they need to get on a self-love journey together. Decide that we are going to do this together. We are going to commit to loving ourselves enough where the other person doesn't have to be responsible for my happiness.
Come on.
The other person doesn't have to be responsible for anything. I love myself so much that I see the individual in them and I allow them to love themselves fully. So I would say start a self-love journey together. And what that looks like to me, it looks like start off doing affirmations in the morning together, right? Because if you're on this self-love journey together, you're encouraging each other,
mm-hmm.
right? What can be something that you guys would do, you know, for a self-love journey? For me, I love to journal. I love to meditate. I love affirmations. You guys get, you know, the couple get together and say, well, what is something that you would love to do that would bring a self-love you know, revival, renaissance, mm-hmm. if you will, mm-hmm. into your marriage, right? Because like you said, we do. I call it trauma bonding sometimes. We
trauma
attract
bonding.
Based upon our trauma. Ooh. And we're like, ooh, yeah, you had a terrible mama. Me too, girl. I love you.
Come on. Come on now.
Right.
Yo, that's crazy.
And we're looking at each other to be like our saviors out of that situation, not realizing the damage that we're doing to ourselves because we are expecting.
And each other.
We are expecting for us to be able to help each other to change us when we can't change our spouse. Mm. We can only change ourselves. We can only go through the process of our own healing. We can only go through the process of what we want to accomplish. And together we're better. Absolutely. But I cannot change Eric. Eric cannot change me.
Why you keep trying to change me then, mama?
We go through the process of trying to, in the process of, like you said, trauma bonding, we marry the potential of the spouse.
Yeah, yeah.
And we get lost in the sauce of they never change.
They never change.
They never evolve into the person that I wanted them to become.
Wow. Wow.
And really, all that finger pointing, you got to turn that back around.
Yes.
Because it's like what I said earlier. Everything that you have going on inside is happening outside. So if they're never changing, what does that mean for you? How much changing have you done? How much growth have you done? You know, and if we're constantly trying to change other people, we're not looking at ourselves.
Come on now.
We're too busy looking at your mirror. Right. Well, what's your mirror looking like? Mm. Because if you're too busy working on changing you, you're not worried about changing somebody else.
Come on now.
That's good.
See, and that's not, I truly, from that's what good. You just said, I understand when Michael Jackson said, I'm talking about the man in
it?
The mirror. Oh, yeah. I'm asking him to change. And that's the thing. It's like, hold up. Because if I'm so focused on your mirror looking at you, I'm not looking at me. Here I am trying to change. It's how you put it. Because if God created you the way that he created you, by me trying to change you is trying to say that God didn't do a good job. See, come on. I done went to a whole nother spiritual level. Because it's when you begin to look at, when we first got married, now I'm gonna be honest with y'all, this is not our first time talking with Coach Jackie Hill, because Coach Jackie had to help me and my wife break through some mindset barriers. So like we told y'all, we only going to bring your who real and who, listen, they going to bring it to you raw. Y'all know who we are. So anyway, just want to drop that in there real quick, because I was out, you know, in our conversation, she was just letting me know, well, Eric, why aren't you worthy of it? And so in that, I was like,
she asked you that question? When she asked you that question?
We was in that session thing.
Oh, the conference. Yes.
Come on,
yes,
I need to get your mind together. Yes, Coach Jackie, do you remember? Because it seemed like somebody's missing.
I forgot just that quick. Listen, I forgot just that quick. I was like, wait a minute, because I'm still listening.
See,
I've seen the work, I've seen the results, and
you ain't let me get in my question.
I'm sorry.
So how you do me?
I'm sorry.
And so, listen, I remember, because I still use them nuggets you kept dropping. And so what I recognized was that I was blaming Tamika for my shortcomings. So here I am trying to change her based off of my shortcomings. So if it's like, how do you help that person? Because, you know me, I was just already open, because I was already mind blown just by everything you has already said. So I was prepared to look at me. But when you have that individual that is saying, yeah, I keep getting stuck right here, but then they still have that difficulty of transforming. Because when I look at transforming, we don't look at the detail of actually making that shift, because it gets rough. Because I ain't gonna lie to you, I wanted to snatch your chair out from under you and tell you go sit in the corner, because it forced me to look at me. And a lot of times, that is the one thing that we as humans don't like to do is look at our filth. Because sometimes our filth is what hinders us from shifting and behaving and acting and staying locked in the area that, you know, that area that we're locked in. So how do you get our, you know what I'm saying, to get that person from being stuck to walking in the fabulous freedom how you did us?
Yes. So all change happens from the subconscious mind. All change. Nothing is going to happen when you're conscious about it. You ain't going to do it. Like you said, you over here so worried about this, that, the other. You're too conscious. But when you're in a subconscious level, when you are, you know, really trying to make the change, because say you're tired, Like a lot of business owners, I'm tired and not making no money.
Right.
I need a change. I done tried every strategy. I done hired every coach. I'm still not making the money. What's happening? There's a mindset shift that needs to happen. And so really a lot of the times what I tell people, and this is what I like to do, when subconscious change happens, it has everything to do with auto-suggestion. You're being auto-suggested to constantly, whether it be commercials, whether it be the TikToks you're scrolling through, whether it be the Instagram posts that you're writing down, right? You are being auto-suggested to constantly. When you start to intentionally decide to make a change, it's about you making the statements to yourself that are different. It's about you listening to things that are different, watching things that are different. But that internal shift starts with you making the decision that I want to do something different.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times, you know, we don't look at it because we're not analyzing, we're not self-reflecting, we're our emotional IQs, or we don't even know what's happening with those right now, right? We're not being emotionally intelligent. And in order for someone to be emotionally intelligent, a lot of the times it's when big change, and like, I'm about to have a, like me and my husband are about to go through a divorce. We need something different. It's not until the big drama happens before people are like, I need to make a change. And so it's kind of unfortunate that we don't do it sooner. But I would have to say emotional intelligence starts primarily with you deciding I want something different. And it doesn't have to be something dramatic that happens. Right. You may have a wonderful marriage. Y'all may be hanging out, kicking it and all the stuff and having a good time. But you may decide, you know what? I would love it if me and my spouse were a little bit closer, or we communicated a little better. And then now you realize, okay, I got to start here first in order to make that happen. So change doesn't have to be when something dramatic happens. Change can be just, I just would love to see this happen a little better. Or we would I would love to travel more with my spouse, and we traveling and doing all sorts of stuff together. I would love to do that. The change happens within you.
I love that. I love that. Because we are big, big, big advocates on saying that you got to do the personal work, like your self work. You have, it's a requirement. When you want change, you have to do the self work first. And then it starts with just making a decision.
Right.
Like I get a lot of wives who ask and they say, well, how did you change it, Tamika? Like y'all were on the brink of divorce. Like, what did you do differently?
I
honestly just made a decision, like you just said, to do something different. I made a decision not to respond the way that I had always been responding. I made a decision not to allow the ish to get underneath my skin. Like I made a decision to just do things differently.
Yeah. And the one thing that for me, and like I was tell wife and them, and pretty much just by anybody, it's kind of like what Joshua said to the people of Israel. He says, listen, you can choose the God of your fathers, your ancestors, all of them. You can choose that God if you want to. But he said, but as for me and my house, our choice is to choose Christ. And so y'all know I'm paraphrasing, but for me, it's like every day I make the choice. Every day, no matter how hard the grind is, or no matter how hard I have to do it, I still make that choice. And so just like our wonderful shirts here, not easily broken. Because, yeah, everything, you name it, it came up against us, even our own selves. But we made a decision we are not going to break. And so, and from that, it was just like, huh, oh, we can do it. Then we began to recognize our own mess. And then we began to make the decision to change my mess. So I almost got graphic real quick. Think about it. If your mess stink, that means you got too much stuff up in there. So you got to get it out. So how are you able? Because, you know, I'm just going to be so honest with you. I remember during our conversation just how you drew the picture for me to see. I know I was looking like I wasn't paying attention, but I was locked in because I want to be better for me. And I realized that's the one thing. You gotta want to be better for you and not for your spouse, right, or not for anybody else. You want to be better for you. And so how it's like, so this was my field during our conversation. I felt like you was the bus driver and I was getting on the bus. I recognized that as you was driving the bus, like, you know, the little tour bus, you was pointing out, hey, now, you know what I'm saying, that's it right there. But then I asked the question, well, how do I make that move and to do that? So it's like when you're dealing with that individual that's just so detailed, because I ain't gonna lie, in the beginning, I was struggling, but I was struggling to see my stuff. But but it's like, how do you grasp a lock in to that individual? I can see and explain how I was able to lock in, but just how are you able to lock in? Because honestly, wife would tell you, she's seen a difference, because it was a difference in how I think. It was a difference in the way I think, because I move different. So how are you able to grab that individual and just like, yo, this it right here. See that right there? This it. How do you do that?
Honestly, when it comes to people, it's just a reminder that you're a gift. Wow. You were brought here for a reason. You were brought here for something special, something awesome. And a lot of the times you just need someone to tell you that you're a gift. You're a gift to this world. God has given you something awesome to showcase, and you're not doing it right now. Wow. And why aren't you doing it right now? Because at the end of the day, you don't feel that you're worthy. You don't feel that you're deserving. What's going on, boo? Come on. Abundance is your birthright. Your gift is needed to impact the world. Your uniqueness is going to change the world. And the only reason you're not showing up for yourself is because what? Who told you this? Mm. Who told you you weren't worthy? Who told you you weren't deserving? And once we start having those conversations, people start to think like, well, yeah, who told me that? You know, I had someone tell me the other day, because I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of reading. I like to try to read to keep up with mindset stuff. And so I have this book called Wealth Mindset by Neville Goddard. Mm-hmm. And in the book, he talks about the I and getting back to your own voice, because the voice that most of us are talking with right now aren't even ours.
Wow.
They came from our mother, sister, brother, cousin, like everybody else who done told us things. We're talking in their voice.
Yeah. Wow.
And so a lot of the stuff that I realized that I was saying out loud about myself, it wasn't me. Mm. Like, I would never say that about me. And I had to refigure, well, what would I say about me? What is something that I would truly, truly say about me? Right. All the titles stripped, without me being a mama, without me being a daughter, without me being a wife, like all the titles stripped, who am I and what would I say about me? And a lot of the times that's how I captivate people, because not a lot of us give us ourselves a lot of time to focus on us. We're so focused on everybody else.
That's good.
So when you get time with me, I'm like, I ain't worried about your mama. I ain't worried about your kid. And your husband, we're going to have to leave him on the back burner for now. I'm talking about you and only want to focus in on you. And the moment that you do that, that's how I get a captivated audience, because I'm the only person that is really intrigued with the individual.
Wow.
That's so good.
Wow.
That's so good. We just finished this phenomenal series of marriage and ministry. And what you said was so true, because even oftentimes we found out with just couples and leaders in the church, they have, number one, placed the church and the people in the church before their marriage. And then when they get home, they're so busy serving the people outside that they aren't even serving their spouse. And what we find, even, you know, doing more digging, is they're so busy serving their spouse, they haven't served themselves.
Yeah.
And the rest of their family, they haven't even served themselves well. So I am so glad you said that. Is so good.
Yes, and that is very common. That's very common.
Yes, it is.
Or especially women, because we are so everyone else. And, I'm not going to worry about me right now. But you can't pour from an empty cup.
Right.
And you're steady pouring. You're empty. You're hurting inside. And you're wondering why things aren't going the way you want them to go. And you're not getting the job, or you're getting passed over for promotions, or your marriage is not as happy as you want it to be. Honey, if you get into you, the rest of that, ooh-wee, girl, you ain't never seen nothing so good. Wow. You know?
I love
it. And when you think about it, God the creator, you were created in his image. Would God treat you like this?
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
And a lot of times we miss that, right? We miss that. We miss the fact of, right, we're just talking and we're communicating, like we're saying it, but as you mentioned, the subconscious is not doing it. It's not applying it. It's not thinking that we are worthy of it, because we'll say, you know, oh, I am, you know, a child of the king. I'm his daughter. Yes. I'm this, I'm that. But then we're still thinking that we're less than. We're still thinking that we're worthy. Yes. We aren't worthy of what he has even created and developed and put the path for us.
Yes.
And laid it out.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break. So while we at this commercial, bro, I want you to think about it. I want you to just write on a piece of paper. What, just say, I need help over this hurdle. I need help over this hurdle. And we're going to tackle with what you need help with when we get right back after this.
Imagine the sensation of soft sand between your toes, the gentle caress of tropical breezes, and the rhythmic sounds of waves meeting the shore. Picture you and your spouse, hand in hand, leaving behind those mundane daily routines, stepping out on a vacation that is well-deserved into a world filled with love, romance, and tropical excitement. Sounds like a dream, right? Well, get ready, because it's about to come true. Join us for the Marriage Takeover Tropical Shift Retreat in Aruba. Listen, you don't want to miss this.
And we are back.
And we're back, Chowdy.
Listen, we have been talking to the phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Coach Jackie.
Oh, my God,
who is a money mindset coach. And we are so grateful that she's here with us on today. Now, Coach Jackie, you mentioned earlier.
What's she talking
about? In reference
to
starting with affirmations. And right before the break, we were talking in it. It just kind of reminded me, like, I call them Bible toting Bamas, right?
That's just
my preference.
I need you
for
to help
them.
Me out with this.
And
now,
what I do is, and what that means is that's like a lot of people who are, you know, who will speak the word of God, who will say that I'm a child of the King, who will do all these things, but they aren't applying the word of God in their life. They aren't believing those different things inside of their life. So when it comes to affirmations, how important is it not to just recite the affirmation, but to believe the affirmation?
Yes, that's huge. That's huge. It's like I said, a belief is just a practice thought. A belief is just a practice thought. And so all you have to do is continue to make the statement of the affirmation over and over again. The more that you practice the thought, the more that you will believe them. A lot of people are like, that's not true. That's not true. I'm going to be honest with you. Everything that you've been told growing up, you believed it. It's because your mama told you, your teacher told you.
Yeah.
All these other people told you, you just believed it. Like, I'm just going to believe it. And so I actually have this that we're going to take it a step further. Somebody told me, what if you phrase it as a question, right? So let's say your affirmation is, I am powerful. Why am I so powerful? Ooh, honey, why am I so powerful? God, why'd you make me so powerful?
Come on.
And all that's going to end up happening is you're going to end up seeing reasons why you're powerful. You're going to be given examples why the power is within you. Right. All of a sudden, somebody's going to come to you. You're so powerful because blah, 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 blah. You're like, oh, God. OK, I see why I'm powerful. Thank you, Jesus. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, you are practicing the thought. A lot of the thoughts that you have, you don't have to believe them. You can easily say, I don't believe that no more.
Come on.
Right. Like, money is the root of all evil. That's a thought that a lot of people have practiced. They will swear up and down. That's how it's worded in the Bible. And it's not.
And it's not.
No, it's not.
Right.
No, it's not.
And so here you are believing this thought running around here. Let's make this something different. You know what I mean? Money is a resource. Money is energy. And in order for me to be able to do the things or make the impact that God wants me to make, the more money I have, the more impact I can make.
Right.
And so as I'm continuously making this impact in the name of Jesus, right? Uh-huh. Because ain't no pastor got up and was shy about asking for an offering. Right. Not one.
Come on. Come on.
Why? Because he knows what he's going to be using the money for. Mm-hmm. He knows the good the money is going to do for the church. And he understands that the money as the resource is what keeps the lights on, mm-hmm. is what keeps the music being able to play, mm-hmm. and what's keep the doors open.
Open.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so when we realize that it's not the money that's evil, sometimes it's what the people are doing with the money that's the evil thing, but good people with a lot of money do good things.
Right.
So it is up to you to decide, how do I want to see this?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't, God, help me to see this differently.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see this differently, Lord, because this thought is not serving me. Mm-hmm. So really at the end of the day, affirmations are a way for you to communicate with the subconscious mind. Because let me take it a step further. We operate from the subconscious mind, meaning mm-hmm. your heart beats on its own. Mm-hmm. You breathe on your own. Mm-hmm. You blink on your own. You're not telling your body to do these things, mm-hmm. but your subconscious mind is. And so when you talk to your subconscious mind through auto-suggestion, like affirmations, what that means is you're having a conversation with the subconscious mind to say, this is what I want you to do next.
Mm.
So it's not a belief. It's a roadmap.
Wow.
Give your subconscious mind a roadmap of what you wanted to do next with affirmations.
My goodness. Listen, I got an affirmation right here for every last listener that is listening. If you are having some struggles with communication in your marriage, this is what I want you to say. Why do we communicate so good?
Come on.
I got one more for you. For all my husbands out there that that you're not having a whole lot of fun in the bedroom, this is all you got to say. Ooh, why we can't keep our hands off each other?
It don't even matter.
What I'm doing. One, I'm speaking into existence.
Right.
Oh, God, give me the reason why it is so good. Because guess what? What do we always ask God? God, why are you so good? Come on now.
Come on.
Woo! I'm going to leave that right there. She said, I'm going to give you the roadmap. Hell, let me give you the roadmap. Because y'all, listen, when you begin to look, it's from what Coach Jackie said. So I'm gonna help you out real quick for all of those that are listening. I would like to go deep into this, but we only got a couple minutes. So, but this is what I want to say. Remember what Coach Jackie said. She says, remember, God is the creator, so he created you. But look at it. After he created you, he created marriage. So hold on. What mindset are you locked into that your marriage cannot overcome? God, he's created you to be an overcomer. Think about it. Just take 1 minute. So the question you should be asking in your affirmation is, God, why are we so unified? God, why do we always walk in agreement? God, why? Why? Because the more I begin to tell myself, what he said, now this is the thing. We always say, speak those things that are not as though they are. But when we speak amiss. We speak and not believing. Because if I ask the question, I have to believe what the answer is.
Come on.
So this is why, Coach Jay, see, this is what happened last time when we were talking. You stirred up. You stirred up some stuff. But think about it. Because if you can, if he says that I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. This is why I appreciate Coach Jackie, because she helps your money mindset to walk in abundance. And understand, money is not just always the paper. Now, money can be the coupon. Money can be the blessing that someone said you ain't got to spend for they got. But if you stay in bondage, if you stay behind that barrier, if you stay behind these imaginary gates, because that's all the enemy do. He gives us an appearance that seems real. But if we keep ourselves in bondage, then we're going to miss the abundance that he gave us. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to leave it alone real quick. I'm going to show y'all something real quick. Because, Jack, you're going to have to do this. This is supposed to be you, but it's always your fault when you do. Because, listen, what did Paul say? Paul said, let this mind being you, which is also in Christ Jesus. But we don't want to never take the time to figure out the mind of Christ. So here, let me show you. In before Adam sinned, they were already in abundance. You ready for this? After Adam sinned, he knitted them their first set of clothes. And then he sent them out of the garden. He sent them out of the garden, but it did not leave the abundance. Coach Jackie, you need to go on hand left. Because it's talk to us, Coach.
I love what you just said. And then another thing that I'm noting at what you said, he didn't send them out alone, he sent them out together. And that right there just blew my mind when you said that, because he sent them out of the garden. The cool part about it is he sent them out together. Yes. He didn't send them out alone.
Right.
And then the other thing is he sent them out together out of the garden, but like you said, left the abundance. The abundance has always been there. And people act like, because Adam sinned, the abundance was gone. It's always been there. It's always been a choice to find it again.
Yeah.
You know, but I feel like so many people, like you said, we get stuck in these bondages, these thoughts. That's what I call them, limiting thoughts, self-sabotaging beliefs, right? We get stuck in those and believing the old stories.
Come on.
You know, maybe you went through some things before and the abundance, you had a lot of money but spent it all or squandered it all, or were in massive amount of debt, or maybe you were in a past relationship and it didn't work out and they burned you. And, you know, a lot of people keep bringing these old stories into their new situation.
Come on.
That's true. And
about it is, let's be honest, it doesn't have to be. You can have a new story in the new situation. And it's the same thing with your marriage. I love how you say, why can't we keep our hands off each other? Let's imagine you ain't had your hands on each other all along, but now you can't keep your hands off each other. New story.
New story. Wow.
And it's yours.
Wow. Wow.
I love it.
Wow.
Now say there are two things that I want to say. There are two things.
Say it, baby.
That I want to ask. So let me ask the first question. So the first question is, say that, right, when you're married, your spouse is, let's say the wife, no knock on the husbands, but just because I know for most of the time, the wives are in a position where they're ready to move, right?
It's all right, fellas.
They're ready to change. I got you, fellas. And when they start working on their mindset, their money mindset, their sabotaging beliefs, their behaviors, when they start to try to do the work on themselves and say that their husband isn't ready yet to do that work, what advice would you offer to that wife when the husband isn't ready for the change yet?
That's good.
Amazing question. Work on you, boo. Again, your inner world is your outer world. The more that men, let's be honest, I love that men are the head of the household. I love that. But men following suit behind women. I have a son. I done watched him. You know what I'm saying? My son didn't start really showering until he started noticing girls. Right? Taking care of his clothes until the little girls started paying attention to him.
Right.
He didn't start worrying about the pimples until the girls were looking at him. You know what I mean? Men typically follow in suit behind women. No offense, men. We love y'all. Y'all just love us so much, and that's okay. Okay? And so when you start to make these changes, start to make these statements, start to change the way you think and feel, whether it be about money, your marriage, anything, right? Mm-hmm. You will notice your husband fall in suit. Be consistent. You can't be, you know, speaking positively about money and then one day this big bill come and all of a sudden you're cussing everybody in the house out.
Right.
He's not going to follow that. You know what I mean? But what he'll notice is you're consistently being positive about it. So there may be a moment that you may be like, oh man, I'm a little nervous. And he's all of a sudden out of nowhere going to say something he heard you say. And it's going to be positive. And you're going to look at him and be like, all right, now I heard that. Okay.
All right.
Okay. And now you guys are on the same page. Mm-hmm. Esther Hicks, she does Law of Attraction, and her husband has passed away, but Jerry, he's the one that introduced it to her. But she took over. Mm-hmm. And was doing all the shows and doing everything. But he's the one that introduced it to her with a book, right? A lot of the times we influence our significant others just with our behaviors, just with the way they see us moving and being, and they like it, especially if it's something they really like. They're like, oh, I like this little change. You'll start to see a change in them too.
Wow.
That's good.
That's awesome.
And it's so true. Because I noticed when our shift changed inside of our marriage, it was because I made the decision to change and to show up differently. And then Eric, a couple of years after that, started to do the same thing. So when you say to be consistent about it, imagine had I not been consistent. Imagine had I not, you know, gone through the process, would he have really been able to step into his change? And then recently he was just asking me about prayer. He was like, it just seems like God always answers your prayers. And I was just like, well, yeah, I mean, always. My desires really are that he is pleased. My desires really are that he is glorified, and everything that I ask for, everything that I lay before his feet, everything that I request really is about him being glorified and serving the people. I don't ever really ask for anything selfish. One thing I ask for selfishly, but I'm still waiting to see if he gonna give it to me. We gonna see. But other than that, I normally don't ask for things selfishly. He was like, huh. So I wonder if I change my prayer, if I change my thought process, if I change my heart posture, if that will be different. And so when we were having that conversation, so when you say that, it's absolutely true.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah. Our spouses, we're always watching each other. Like, we're always watching each other. I see you, you see me. And especially when it's a positive change, like, you know, your prayers are always being answered. Wait a minute, girl, what you doing? Right. You know, it's a beautiful place to be.
Man, that is awesome. It's something about, because even when you sit back and look at, you know, Proverbs 31, and I know a lot of women look at that and go, hooray, hooray, hooray. But a lot of women that look at that don't really truly understand what it is saying, because the one piece that stands out the most where he says that where Solomon says the heart of the husband solely trusts with his wife. He said, my heart, I trust it with you. So that there is a mindset shift that the woman will have to say, you know what? No, baby, I got you. Don't even worry about it. Why? Because I am so self-confident in who I am that I don't have to do anything to hurt you, so I can keep your heart as my own treasure.
That's right.
Oh, got to mind and know. Yo, it's, oh, girl, I can go on because I have so many more questions. But listen, I'm going to just tell y'all real quick.
We just have
to
bring her right back.
I'm going to tell you quick. Listen, y'all need to, just go ahead and give us your information because they need to get it now. You're going to get it in the show notes.
I wanted to ask one more question before we turn it over. We asked a question to some of our audience members a couple of months ago, and we were kind of asking the question, you know, what is it that, you know, makes you feel like you can't afford, or that you don't go to couples therapy or coaching to be able to repair your marriage? And many of the responses in the conversations were, you know, number one, it was easier to not, you know, do the work. Then it was, you know, we can't afford it. Or, you know, it was
ego and pride.
Pride, ego. There were a couple of different reasons why they were saying that, you know, they really could not work on the marriage or work on that relationship to repair it, to get it to where it was supposed to be.
That was another one too.
So,
embarrassed.
And embarrassment and shame. So when it comes to a mindset, when it comes to a money mindset, when people say, because, you know, in our thought process, and we have a little different just because we are marriage coaches, we understand the work that's required, that you can't afford not to get the help. But from an expert perspective and being able to break it down a little bit differently,
what would you say to the couple who is saying, listen, it's easy to just give up and walk away. It's easier, you know, I can't afford this. It's, you know, it's embarrassing to say that I'm struggling with this inside of our marriage. What would you say to speak to that particular mindset?
Yeah, my first response is that ultimately true that you can't afford it? But divorce is expensive. Okay. So, and the statement is cheaper to keep her is a terrible statement, but it's true on both sides. And so, you know, it would save you a lot more money to fix the marriage than to go through the divorce, because even going through the divorce is going to take work. So what work do you really feel like putting in?
Wow.
Right. Wow. That's the choice, right? Because, like, especially if you have kids together, it's a lot more work to not be in the marriage than to be in the marriage. So how much work are you really willing to put in? Because the fun work is the fixing it. That's the fun work.
Right.
That's the exciting work. This is where we get to do fun stuff and fall in love again.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know? But if I'm going through a divorce, that's going to cost me money. Now I'm mad, bitter. Now I'm going to have to deal with them finding somebody else, dating somebody else. I got to deal with separating assets. Like, it's more expensive to go through the divorce than it is to stay with the person. And then I'll also say the embarrassment. I mean, let's just have an honesty moment. Aren't we always learning and growing and getting better?
Come on.
So is that ultimately true? Is it embarrassing? No, you're learning and growing and getting better as a couple. How you came into this at the beginning is not the same mindset at 5 years.
Come on.
It's not the same mindset at 10 years.
Right.
It's not the same mindset at 20 years.
It's your
and so really, you know, you're constantly going to be growing and changing. You know, that vacation that you are going to go on with your family, it will be a lot more enjoyable when you're getting along with your spouse.
Right.
So really, what is it costing you? Because it ends up costing you a lot of happiness, a lot of joy. It ends up costing you a lot of fun that could be had if you just repaired the mirror.
Wow.
Love that.
Wow.
Love that. Now, Coach Jackie, tell our audience how they can get in contact with you. Like, I really thank you so much for showing up and for serving us on today. Now, how can we get in contact with you?
Yes. So I am at The Pursuit to Happy. The Pursuit, P-U-R-S-U-I-T, to Happy, T-O, Happy. And I am at The Pursuit to Happy on Instagram, on TikTok. If you find me on Facebook, it's The Pursuit Club. And the reason for that is I believe that we're all on the pursuit to happy daily. If you're not, holla at me. Let's talk.
Yes, Lord. Right? Y'all better talk to her now.
Because you should be. This is supposed to be fun. You were brought here to live abundantly, happily, in love with life, in love with you. And if you're not there, there's a little bit of work that needs to be done so you can have more fun from this day on. So,
love it.
Yeah, the pursuit is happy.
Love it, love it, love it. So make sure you all go and find her, connect her, connect with her, and you know, follow up with her. She is phenomenal, you guys. When I tell you phenomenal, I cannot wait to work with her a lot more closely. I am so excited to be able to do that. Now, do you have any events or anything coming up this month or before the end of the year?
Yes. So I will be having a vision board workshop at the beginning, or actually December. We're going to be doing it in December. And the reason for the vision board workshop, I want to do it elevated. I want you to really be able to call in everything that's on your vision board in an elevated way. So I want to bring the environment, bring the fun, and bring the energy so you can have elevated manifesting. I mean, let's just be honest. We're all manifesting all the time. God brought us to be creators. So create the reality you want to see.
Wow.
Love it.
Wow, yo. Yeah, this is awesome. This is I gotta ask a question. I know we're trying to wrap up. We're gonna get out of here, I promise. We're not gonna hold you past praise the Lord. So question for you. So now I know that you help women, right? And I just feel like, you know, when I feel like you had pity on me. And then mine just go ahead and give me a session. So I appreciate that. But if there are any males Let me just ask that question. Do you take on males? I know that you're for the sisters. I'm with you. Power to the sisters.
Absolutely.
So, okay.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I totally, not to sound funny or anything, but I totally love working with men. And the reason for that being, I noticed that with men, there is a lack of tapping into their emotions. There's a lack of acknowledging the trauma that's holding them back, the drama that's keeping them stagnant. And so I love working with men. I typically notice women enjoy working with me. So I was like, hey, come on, ladies, because I am a little bit, you know, men look at me more like a drag queen in energy than.
That's no, hilarious. I love it. It's just high energy.
It is just high energy, right. But I've had a couple male clients, and they, you know, elevated in their career after working with me. So yeah, wow. I'm definitely down with men.
Oh, okay. Sweet. All right, fellas, I had to go and drop because, like I said, I knew she had pity on me because I just had a little sad face. It's just like, you know what? Hey, let me help you out real quick. Boom, there we go. All right.
Oh,
so,
man.
But yeah, thank you. I'm sorry. That was it. I had to make sure I got the fellas.
Okay, you got the fellas.
Yes. Listen. Me too, fellas. I got your back. You know, I'm high energy, but I promise it's not scary. It'll have you elevated in your own happiness as well.
I love it.
Yo.
All right. Well, listen, do you have any final words for the audience?
Yes. And this is the final word from me. You are a gift to this world. Start treating yourself like one. The more that you treat yourself like the gift that you are, the better the world will be. And treating yourself like a gift looks like you showing up, showing out as your authentic self in your passion, walking in your purpose, and loving everything about you.
Wow.
Love it.
I am a gift. Come on now.
You are a gift.
Hello, present. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Now, Coach Jackie, we have a few rapid fire questions that we normally ask all of our guests. And let's see, there are 5 questions we normally will ask. Let's see. Which 5 questions do we want to ask? So, all right. So real quick, 5 questions. We are going to do movies in or movies out?
Oh, movies in. Okay. This will be faster. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Rapid fire. We had a jam up. We had a jam. It's all right. We're going to start over.
We're gonna
switch from semi-automatic to automatic.
Right. So for real this time, rapid fire. So movies out or movies in?
Movies in.
Tacos or formal dining?
Tacos.
City life or countryside?
City life.
Sweet or savory?
Sweet.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Sweet. And Love and Basketball or Love Jones?
Love Jones.
Okay. love it.
Let us pray for Coach Jackie. Tell me some Love Jones.
Yes. See?
It is Love and Basketball.
I love it.
My sister loved Love and Basketball. Love Jones, Lorenz Tate, Lord have mercy.
Right?
He had us all in love.
Right, in a way that we didn't even know we could love.
Girl.
Yes. Girl. Okay, thank you so much for playing the rapid fire with us. And thank you so much for being here. We so appreciate you. Make sure, again, that you go out, you connect with Coach Jackie, that you follow her, that you love on her. Thank her so much for coming out. And Coach Jackie, thank you so much for being the gift that you are to this world. Yes. Here on earth. We thank you so much. We appreciate you. Thank you for not dimming your light, and thank you for standing in your true authenticity.
Yes, Lord.
I love you guys.
Don't you start
love
crying.
You I'm too.
Cry. I'm no, no. I'm holding back the tears.
Don't cry. No, seriously, no, we do. We love
we appreciate you
so
much,
and we appreciate you so much. And yeah, praying God's absolute best over your business, over your family, over everything that you do and how you serve the people. So thank you again so
thank
much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes. Thank you for having me. You guys are so special. Thank you. I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too.
Hallelujah.
Imagine the sensation of soft sand between your toes, the gentle caress of tropical breezes, and the rhythmic sounds of waves meeting the shore. Picture you and your spouse, hand in hand, leaving behind those mundane daily routines, stepping out on a vacation that is well-deserved into a world filled with love, romance, and tropical excitement. Sounds like a dream, right? Well, get ready, because it's about to come true. Join us for the Marriage Takeover Tropical Shift Retreat in Aruba. Listen, you don't want to miss this.
Hey, listen, you already know this is your boy Erod. Now, we're going to go ahead. We're going to have prayer. We thank God for Coach Jackie. We thank God for her yes, because her yes has been phenomenal. So you already know all of her stuff is down in the show notes. Make sure you connect with her, because I'm trying to tell you, y'all know we don't do nothing but bring none but the best and the brightest. You hear me?
Right.
So Father in heaven, Lord God, we thank you right now, God. We give you glory, honor, praise. We thank you for your grace. God, we thank you for what has taken place right here on this podcast today. So God, I pray now, Father, for every listener that is listening, God. Father God, for even on the YouTube, God, that for everyone that is watching it, Father. God, I pray that you begin to let them know that you have created them to be greater than where they may be at right now, Father. So reveal, God, the stuck place, God. Reveal, Father, the hindrances, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, where they'll begin to decide to be different. Oh,
right.
And so, Father, we thank you right now, God. Continue to watch over Coach Jackie, oh God. Father God, continue to open doors, oh God. Father, continue to shut those doors, God, that you don't have for God. And God, I ask that you continue, Lord God, to let your divine will be done in her life. And so, Father, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for the gift that she gave on today, oh God.
Yes,
we thank you, oh God. Father, we give your name the praise. Continue to watch over us as we depart from this place, but never from your presence. Father, we say this prayer in your darling son, Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's your girl Tamika.
It's your boy Erod Nim.
And this is Marriage Takeover, signing out.
Holla!
Take over. We are the Marriage Takeover.